not going to pause this time. We're going to get right to it.
Because we just do the same intro
every single week.
We back.
Yes, sir.
Back-to-back weeks. No breaks in between.
No breaks.
Good. Episode 5.
All gas, no breaks.
All gas, no breaks. Season 6, episode 5. Malik, what are you saying?
Here we are, man.
Here we are. Another beautiful day.
It's another beautiful day here. Things are good.
Things are good.
It was St. Patrick's Day this last weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
We're recording this on a Monday. St. Patrick's Day was on the Sunday.
We got to expose our schedule like that, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. 100%, you know. But it was good. I find St. Patrick's Day always kind of like an interesting pseudo holiday here in Canada.
Yeah, like it's a holiday, right? But it's like
it kind of like, yeah, you know what I mean?
It's on my calendar. It was like
I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, like, you know,
a national holiday.
I remember, but like it was weird because I remember when I was in college and university, it was always like the hypest day of the year because like everyone would party.
Yeah.
But then like as I got older, I'm like, this has no significance to my life.
No.
There's nothing here that is significant to my life related to St. Patrick's Day.
But people still go hard. Well, I mean, they'd be really young, right? But like, I live around a lot of bars and I kind of forgot it was St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Until I walked outside and people were wearing green and they're drinking outside and they're doing this whole, like, you know, the t-shirts with the challenges on it and all that. Like,
yeah.
Kiss somebody or like getting a selfie. You know what I mean? Just that whole thing felt very college to me. But
yeah.
You forget, obviously, there's college kids at all times.
Yeah, for sure. It's just weird, though, because I don't really see, like, a lot of, like, older people being like, okay, like,
no, you don't. You know what I mean? Maybe a beer at the pub or something, but, like, not running around doing, like, all this crazy shit.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, me and my girlfriend went out. We didn't go out yesterday together, but we went out on Saturday because, like, a lot of the bars do, like, the St. Patty's Day weekend type situation.
Yeah.
Went out to a nice little bar, got some breakfast.
Yes, sir.
A pint. Did some bar hopping. Went to a couple more. Had a couple drinks.
Yeah, yeah. Ended up at the club.
Ended up at the keg. We went out for dinner. But no, we didn't really like go crazy sort of thing. There's like shots of Jameson and, you know,
very festive.
Guinness and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I just find like you transition out of that so quickly. As an adult, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's never like, oh, here we go. It's like Canada Day for me. Canada Day used to be like the craziest
man,
day.
The PR on Canada Day has taken a nosedive.
A 180.
Yeah,
obvious reasons.
Right.
But it was good. You know, it's just sometimes it's nice to just be festive, I guess. And
kind of, yeah.
Yeah, to some degree.
Yeah, like it was like I went to a boxing event over the weekend. And I guess I kind of realized it was St. Patty's theme. It was called Fighting Irish. And, like, there was a lot of green around. But, like, I didn't even really think about that while I was there.
Yeah.
But, like, thinking later on. And I'm wearing green now, too, you know.
Okay, here we go.
Shout out to the little, I'm feeling festive, you know,
yeah,
the feeling, day after.
Yeah, the true, you know, Irishman that you
true
are.
True Irishman, yeah. But shout out to the United Boxing Club. They put on a few good fights that I was watching with the Mandem celebrating, you know.
When are we going
to
see you in one of these?
Man, fights? Every time someone asks me that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. And my coach is like, yo, so now the pressure is on, right? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. Fuck. I'll give the people what they want.
Yeah, you could sell out a
crowd. Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, promo code DAC and everybody is running.
I'm
going to
put my money on the other guy.
Yeah, there you go. Sports betting. No. We'll see. More to come on that, right? But, yeah, weekend was good. Just kind of chilled. I'm getting ready for a big, not big, but I'm getting ready for a move. I've been at my current spot for 2 years, almost 3 years, pretty much. 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And then I'm moving to a new spot, you know, penthouse suite right next to the CN Tower.
Of course.
All that.
Nah, of course.
Nah, not there yet. Not there yet. But a little more overtime and I'll get there. But
he's
yeah.
moving into the neighborhood. He's moving,
moving
over
in
the
neighborhood. We won't reveal what that neighborhood is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you know,
it's
you
in
know.
Toronto.
It's in Toronto.
As a clue.
Somewhere. Yeah.
But,
but yeah, I hate moving, man.
Yeah.
Like,
it's the
whole
worst.
Process of it, just like, you know, packing and getting those boxes and like throwing things away. Like, I wish I could snap my fingers and just be there already and everything's transferred.
You don't realize like how much stuff you have until you move.
Yeah.
I have so much junk.
So much clothes too that you don't, like, I was throwing out bags of clothes and shit. And
it's like, what's really helpful for me is that we have one of those like donation bins like in the building.
That's sick.
So I'm like, I have so many clothes that I just don't want to wear anymore.
Right,
I just like throw them in a bag and
Yeah.
Send them to someone who needs it.
Damn. You know I give them to my mom, and then she brings them to Jamaica.
Yeah. Hey,
the pipeline, you know? I'm just go. Like, you sending them off to her, take care of those bags, and then we move, you
get
know?
Get back, man. Some folks in Jamaica are going to be wearing Zara like crazy. Zara,
yeah, Zara from 2016. Yeah, you know, that's the vibe.
Nuts, right dude.
Tight-ass shirts and shit, you know? The style has changed. But yeah, there's a few things in our week recap we wanna get through. Have you been seeing the memes about Boeing?
Dude, I don't even know what this is about.
What the fuck?
Like,
bro?
What is it?
In the last, like, I want to say 15 days or 20 days, there's been like two or three aircrafts where there was a problem.
I have seen
malfunctioning on Boeing. Like, no one's died to my knowledge, but like they've had to like ground the plane or like there's been mechanical issues, and people are like, If it's Boeing, I ain't going.
That's hilarious.
You know, when you book your flight, you can actually see what aircraft it is. And I don't know if people are being serious. Like, I'm not going to, you know, choose this flight because it's Boeing. But, I mean, if two flights are the same price and one's Boeing and one's not, I'm not going to Boeing, man.
Yeah, fair
enough. 3 in 20 days is crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty nuts. It's
but more I than bet two in 1 year is crazy. Yeah. I'm like, get your shit together.
I bet there's... Like, that's, it's just like an, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
But like, there's probably so many things and problems that we don't see.
100%.
And I'm like, 100%. I don't need to know about this.
I don't want to know about any of that. Yeah.
I'm good. Like, get me to a flight somewhere and I'll be all right. But I don't need to know all the inner workings. It's probably best that we don't.
The concept of flying itself is already crazy
enough
that I don't want to know any other thing to put my mind in a dark place, you know?
I always think about, like, this is like so dumb. But I always think about like going on a flight and being like, okay, is this going to be the worst flight I've ever gone on?
That's
ever,
what you think
ever,
about?
Every time that I get on a flight, I'm like,
brother,
like, you know, is this going to be the one where I'm like, oh man, that was brutal that one time.
Yeah.
I've had a couple like really, really bad flights in my
like
day.
Turbulence and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And it's just like, the thing is that grounds me, I'm like, I know I'm not going to die from this. Like, no planes ever crashed from turbulence, I think, in the history of flight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, like, looked it up. It's like, it's just, it never happens.
Yeah. Until I get on the fucking plane.
And then it's then you're like, oh, no. I remember flying one time. I was taking a flight back from Atlanta, and it was just like, from the moment that we got up there, it was so windy, and I was like, oh, man.
This is it.
This is how it ends for the kid.
Yeah, for the boy.
You know?
Oh, man. No.
But yeah. Oh, I don't know, man.
It's tricky, man. Obviously, their stock is going fucking plummeting down and all that. I don't know how they're going to manage this from, like, a PR perspective, you know, to, like, ensure people that these are safe. I don't know, if it's, like, flights are so expensive that I don't know if people really have the luxury to say, I'm not going to fly on a Boeing.
Yeah, I take the TTC all the time, dude.
You know what
like,
I mean? It's that type of thing where
know,
it's like,
that's terrible.
Unless you have the choice between two and the price is equal, but I don't know if it really works that way.
Yeah.
You know? But we'll see. We'll see how they manage it. We'll see. The memes are going to keep rolling in because that's what the internet does, you know?
As they do.
Something I'm also seeing is this TikTok shit, man.
Yeah, okay. Call me ignorant, but like what? What's going on here? I read something about like TikTok being banned or something.
Bro,
like
do you
that.
Remember we were talking about it last year or maybe even the year before that when it first came up and the CEO was being pressured about
dude, it was
does TikTok connect to the Wi-Fi network?
Yeah, like, dude, the most hilarious part is like the guy, he's like a Singaporean dude and they were like, you know, have you ever applied for a citizenship in China? And he's like, no, I'm Singaporean.
Yeah.
And then they kept asking questions, but he's like, Senator, I'm from Singapore. I have no ties to China. I've traveled there before, but I've not. And they were just like trying to grill him to say he was Chinese or something.
Yeah. He's part of the military in China. He's like, no. Like,
he's like, I've done my service in Singapore. Like, I'm Singapore, you know. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Like, this felt racist.
Yeah.
It felt super racist. It did.
Well, they're still pushing, and they're actually getting a lot of traction. So the U.S. Senate has passed a bill basically forcing TikTok to be sold to an American company. So it's owned by ByteDance, which is a Chinese company. And in order for them to still operate in America, they will need to sell to an American company or they'll be banned in the U.S.
That's so crazy.
Which is a crazy ultimatum.
Yeah.
Because, like, from my understanding, and I'm obviously not like hearing the whole hearing, but, like, he's basically, the CEO has been explained that the data is treated completely different.
The same as Facebook or Instagram.
Same as Facebook. But because it's a Chinese company, they have, like, for the Chinese version of TikTok, that's a completely different data set than the American version of TikTok. They don't combine or share or cross-pollinate in any way.
Because the types of content is very different.
It's very different. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they're just not, like, believing him on that. And they see this as, like, a threat to American society and the American people. But you ever see an app have that much power, man? I don't know.
Yeah, it's actually a really interesting perspective. Yeah. It's like, you know, I guess people are so scared about, like, you know, data privacy and data security and all that kind of stuff. Like, I just find it ironic because at the end of the day, it's like the same type of investigation was done for Facebook and Instagram and stuff back in the day, right?
Yeah.
I remember that exact same.
Yeah, it was like a hearing. They still do it, yeah.
And they're like, oh, and like Facebook's been exposed about, you know, providing third party data to or data to like third party companies. I'm screwing that up.
Yeah, yeah.
But regardless, like people's, you know, private information and preferences and all that kind of stuff were
being sold and given away to
third party companies. So I'm like, this has nothing to do, or it seems like it has nothing to do with like the actual like
app.
The app, it's where it's coming from and politics and stuff like that.
I wish they would just say that too.
Yeah, because I'm like, dude, I want my data to be handed out and given away by an American company.
That's what it is.
I don't want it to be a Chinese company. It needs to be American.
Yeah.
My data needs to be manipulated by people on my homegrown soil.
Okay? Yeah, homegrown. That's the only difference.
Isn't that
crazy? Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Like, dude,
if you look at TikTok compared to all these other social apps, what's the only difference between TikTok and them?
Yeah, yeah.
It's owned by a Chinese company.
And I'm like, guys, we're all doing the same thing. You guys are giving away my data all the time.
I feel bad for this guy, man. He's like, the amount he has to like explain and constantly like reiterate things that he said, like you were mentioning before, I'm Singaporean, I'm not Chinese. Like that same thing is happening in every hearing he's in, and I'm just like, yo, I know you just want to pull your hair out. So
yeah, you're just like, this is the craziest thing, because it's like it doesn't even feel logical. Doesn't feel real.
Yeah,
it just doesn't feel like it makes sense.
Yeah,
like I don't know what the. To be fair, I haven't looked into this a lot. So sure. I'm seeing only what I'm seeing, ironically, on TikTok.
Yeah.
But I don't really know why they're doing this investigation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not quite sure.
Fear of Chinese government. Because, okay, TikTok is a massive app. We both know it has so much influence in terms of the reach it has and the amount of users it has and the amount of data it has on us.
Yeah.
What we like, you know, who we are, where we live, content we make. That's a lot of powerful data, you could say, right? And they're envisioning that the Chinese government is taking that and creating not even a negative view, but being able to manipulate the American people.
Right.
In their eyes, they're like, oh, they could serve certain content, you know, to make people suicidal or make people do this and dumber and all of that. And that's all being orchestrated by the Chinese government through TikTok. And I'm like, that's a lot to say.
It's a private company. it's a private company. Like,
and how is it different than Instagram Reels?
Yeah.
It's the same content. Just one is more popping than the other.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, I find it like so strange.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I kind of like understand like the perspective a little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
But
if you have a cynical view on it, then you could create that story.
Right. You
know? But
it's like, what am I being influenced? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Have you been on TikTok? Like, the only thing that show up are like is like the stupidest shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And Twitter is way worse, man. The shit you'll see on Twitter is it's very graphic and can be very serious and shit like that. Versus at least TikTok has like a filter.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't see somebody dying on TikTok. Guess what you see on Twitter? You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about? So why aren't we pressing Elon Musk for the same thing?
Yeah.
Because he's not. It's not a Chinese company, so
it's about that's free all it speech is. And, you know,
We'll see, man. I mean, we talked about this like last year, and this is now the update on it. So, I'm curious. Yeah, who's gonna buy TikTok? Like an American company that buys it. Vine coming back, bro.
Seriously, goddamn.
You know, we'll see. I want to talk about this because I saw this on TikTok, funny enough, and then I want to watch it on YouTube. And it was an ad that actually made me go to the website and learn more about what this message was. So it was an ad promoting World Down Syndrome Day, which I believe is the day this podcast comes out. No, it's on the 21st, so this Thursday. And it went viral. So the ad is called hashtag assume that I can. And it's basically like, you know, there's the lead is a woman with Down syndrome, and she's going through scenarios of where she's being like overlooked.
Right.
So she's saying that, you know, she's basically like calling out if she's at a bar, you know, the bartender won't give her a drink because of how she looks or their perception of somebody with Down syndrome. Maybe right. can't drink or can't be, you know, drunk, or a trainer that will go very light on her because they, you know, they have a perception that maybe she can't handle the weight or handle the, you know, the intensity. And then yep. now she suffers because she's not getting the same training as other people.
Right.
And just showing different ways that she's like overlooked and people with Down syndrome are overlooked in their life.
Yep.
And I think it's a pretty powerful message. Assume that I can like treat me like everybody else yeah. so I can have the benefit of growth like everybody else.
100%.
And man, we slam a lot of ads on this fucking podcast over the last 5 years. Yep. You know, we say that they didn't hit the mark, they didn't do well, this didn't make any sense. I think we also should call out, and we do call out when something is thought-provoking.
Yeah.
I watched this shit on TikTok, and I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it made me look up World Down Syndrome Day, like when that was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this was very thought-provoking for me because I can address my blind spot. I think I would probably be one of those people that would assume that they can't.
Yeah.
That would think that someone with Down syndrome can't really exist on their own and rent a one bedroom on their own or go to the bar and get a drink. Very ignorant on my part, but I think that obviously shows that a lot of other people think that same way.
Think it like that, yeah.
And this actually educated me that there's a spectrum of Down syndrome, yeah. you know, in terms of their abilities and, you know, cognitive focus and things like that.
Yeah. So
10 out of 10 ad for me.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing. Canadian ad as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's ads like that where you can think about what this actually means. Like, the good ads make you feel something.
100%.
Right? Yeah. Good ads make you like want to take action and be like, "Oh, I want to understand this more. I want to get it."
Yeah.
And I think that ad campaign did such a good job of like pointing out the blind spots,
yeah.
right? Pointing yeah. out the fact that it was like, "Oh, yeah, you actually are wrong."
Yeah.
You are totally in your own ignorance, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that you're even able to admit it shows how powerful the ad can be, right?
100%, yeah.
And to your point, yeah, we do slam a lot of like really, really bad ads on this podcast.
Yeah.
But this was a great ad.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic ad campaign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like it's thought provoking and it makes you go, damn, like, you know, I'm totally going to change. I'm gonna flip my behavior change because I'm wrong.
Yep.
And I think that's the power of like what a good ad can do.
A good ad, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like most ads are just like,
yeah,
this, well, you're just overwhelmed by like these, you know, messages or whatever it is. But it's like, oh, like something that I can actually feel or like look at and say and look inward.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, oh yeah, damn, like I'm that person who's in the wrong here.
100%.
I think it makes it so much easier for you to understand, you know, the other side of things and want to do research and want to understand for the purpose of being better every single day.
Yeah.
I think that's great. And it sucks that, like, you have to even create an ad like this in the first place. But
yep.
I think it's really important for everyone to understand and learn a little bit more from, you know, campaigns like this.
Yeah.
It's a great ad.
Yeah, the conversation as well. Like sometimes when you click comments on TikTok, you're like, "Hey, fuck, what am I gonna see? You know, are people gonna be positive or negative?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Positive, man. I mean, obviously the cream rises to the top, right? But like, positive. You're scrolling. People are like, "I'm learning something new. I didn't know this." You know, applause and all that. So I don't know who the agency was, but it was a Canadian company and Canadian ad. So shout out to them.
And the thing is, what I like about this is that it's not performative.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right. This is a legitimate thing. It's like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm being exposed.
Yeah.
I'm thinking wrong. I'm thinking differently than I should.
Yeah.
And it's not performed because it causes you to say, okay, I'm going to be more considerate. I'm going to be more educated. I am going to try and, you know, navigate situations completely differently because I was exposed and I was wrong and I have blind spots.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can get ads that showcase your blind spot, then I think it's great. I think it's most effective.
Yeah.
Fantastic ad.
Yeah, 100%. Ads that can, like, change people's mindset, as you said, have them look within and like make an impact on culture and, you know,
totally
people
and inclusivity and all of this stuff. Like, yeah. Yeah, like I need to think about that.
Yeah, like I don't think we all interact, or at least for myself, with people with Down syndrome on a regular basis, but keeping that in mind the next time that you do, or the next time you're in that environment, you'll change your behavior a little bit.
You're like, yeah, maybe I need to change myself and educate myself a little bit more.
And by changing behavior, it means just treat them like a regular person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like, you know, and to not make assumptions.
Yeah. To not make assumptions. You know? Great. Yeah. Let's move on.
Fantastic campaign. This one was kind of jokes. I threw this one in here because it's always something funny that shows up to me. Because like whenever we like come up with topics, we're always like looking online, and we're always looking at, you know, strategy online or LinkedIn or anything like that. Because that's where we get a lot of, yeah, shout out to LinkedIn. We'll talk about you later, LinkedIn.
Yeah, we got you.
We got you later. Yeah, yeah. But
the CMO's like, fuck.
Yeah, CMO's like, God damn it. They're back at it again. But for me, like what I want to spend a few minutes talking about was like titles at, you know, either agencies or like large organizations, even small organizations, to be honest. Things have gotten a little bit out of hand here. I saw an article or something that was written on Strategy Online, and it said like, oh, and now this agency hired their newest head of transformation. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I got my first job
working
in media, I worked in an agency called Media Experts. Great agency, by the way.
Right,
super,
right.
People are awesome. Fantastic agency. But my title was like coordinator of like media systems design. I'm like, I'm building MPAs. Like I'm building impression tracking documents, and I'm saving files to a server.
Yeah.
I'm not designing shit. I'm not doing anything other than putting numbers in a spreadsheet, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like some people, you know, that I see in different organizations that I work with all the time, like one of the guys has a title, it's like senior assistant account manager or something like that.
What are we doing?
I'm like, what's going on here? Yeah. Like, I don't even know how to, like, are you senior? Are you junior? Are you mid-level?
Everything's
like,
contradicting in that whole thing.
You know what
thing.
I mean? I'm like, I don't even know what this means.
Yeah.
But like head of transformation, like,
what does that mean?
What is transforming into what?
What are we transforming?
You know what I mean? Like, I guess if you're like, it makes sense if you're like Optimus Prime or something that. Like,
head transformer.
But like, I don't get what any of this stuff is supposed to mean. I think that, you know, all these companies come up with these like super inflated and weird lofty titles. Like,
yeah.
You know, imagine being a kid. It's like, what? Okay, little Timmy, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a director of media systems design. Yeah. Teacher's like, respectfully, like, what does that mean?
What are we doing? Yeah.
I want to be the head of transformation at this company.
Yeah.
And it kind of like almost does a disservice to like the individual, because you're like, how is any of that transferable to anything else that you do? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, how do you explain that to
you? It's like, there's not that, that's such an isolated role. Like, just make it consistent. Get boring titles. I don't care, but just make it easy.
We're all, it just reminds you, we're all just making this shit up, right?
Yeah.
We're all just making this shit up. Like, I love the hate that, this is a little different, but like consultant is getting on TikTok.
Oh man, it's so good.
As somebody that technically was a consultant at Deloitte, like that was my title. Like, it is the most vague shit of all time, right? Like,
it's so funny.
You got like a 22-year-old coming out of school that's like a consultant to like massive companies, and it's like, what is this person? How are you helping?
Yeah. Like, you just say a bunch of words.
Yeah, a bunch of buzzwords.
You know, buzzwords. I hate that.
Yeah. Do you remember, man, when we started the Mad Mix and like we really wanted to get those titles? I think I had like creative director and marketing manager at the Mad Mix or something.
Yeah, mine was like, yeah, I wrote like production lead or something like that. I'm like, I don't do any of that.
You can do whatever you want in this life. It's kind of wild, man.
It always reminds me of like the people who are like in like college or university, and they like put their titles like president of you know, my clothing company or something like that. I'm like, man, I respect it, I appreciate it, but
I get
like
what they're doing, but
you're gonna look back on this and be like, damn, I was kind of cringe. Like, you know what I mean? It's like you printed like two words on a shirt, bro, and sold like 10 of them to your friends.
Yeah, you know, president, hey, I mean? Man, there's no one else at the
president of operations, president of business operations and transformation.
Yeah, president of international business. Yeah, you gotta add global. As many words as you can.
Yeah, global. Add global. Right. My title right now is global in it.
Trim
kind of
that,
makes sense.
Man,
it kind of makes sense. I have a very clear-cut corporate title.
Yeah.
My title is manager global partnerships.
Yeah.
That's it.
Add him on LinkedIn, guys.
Add me on LinkedIn. You'll see it. I think that's a pretty clear-cut title. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's nothing you know, confusing about too that.
Confusing. You except could, for maybe you could throw in a few more words in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it could buzz, be, you know? It could be, you know, manager of transformational, integrated strategic partners, collective use.
Yeah, collective of, use.
I don't crazy. Know. I don't know.
Yeah. Collective yeah. use is crazy.
Shared values manager.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, just do whatever you want in this life, right?
You know, CEO of CEO. Manager. No,
I love when it's like director of happiness or something.
Yeah, yeah, you're just like, you're like
we can make shit up, I guess. That, you know, like, man, like that's now a, that's the thing, like a yeah. bunch of startups. Like,
director, yeah, director yeah. of people happiness. Yeah, like, can I get a raise? No. If the answer isn't yes to that, then that position shouldn't exist.
Bro, do you remember when like like ad agencies would have like their dog profile
oh
on and it's
my
like
God,
it's
dude.
Like head of happiness or like head of well-being and I'm like
oh, yeah, I'm like all right, fuck, I was like right. this is so cringe,
guess
bro.
I'm applying
yeah,
here.
Stop what's like the, with
I
all
think
that.
They finally stopped doing that, but yeah. like back then they were doing so much of that one.
They're like, yeah, director of
snacks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, dude, like, I don't take it seriously at all, man.
Like, fuck out of here.
How's give a dog hold a full time position, and I'm yeah. applying for, you know, a coordinator role.
You know, yeah. take the funds you're paying the dog, and like, you
yeah,
know,
yeah, seriously,
diversify that.
If that dog isn't the first person to go during layoffs, yeah, I'm pissed. You know what I mean?
You get laid off, and the dog is still
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the dog
smiling
is
smiling on the picture.
Yeah. The dog has been promoted, and you're like, yeah. oh no, like, goddamn.
Oh, God. All right. Let's, we got a few topics, man. Let's jump into it.
Let's jump in. This is a good one.
This first one, man. So, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Netflix boxing event, July 20th.
Yep.
A lot of things happening here.
Yep.
Mike Tyson is 57 years old.
He's 50. He's pushing
almost
60. You know what I mean?
He's almost 60. Hasn't fought in like 4 years, and last time he did, he fought another like 60-year-old Roy yeah. Jones Jr. Let's not even talk about that fight. Jake Paul, YouTuber, now become boxer that seems to fight a lot of retired MMA fighters.
Yeah, he's kind of like built up this reputation of being like a boxer type guy. Yeah. Like he
draws a crowd, but like he never fights like an active boxer at his.
Like,
age or
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
weight class or anything
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Yeah, that's been right? like his like shtick.
Yeah,
you know?
Which is why he's knocked out a bunch of people. I think his most recent fight he won in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, cool, man. But you're like cherry picking like these old men.
Yeah. But,
yeah. And here's the thing. Mike Tyson is not just some regular older guy, right? Like Mike Tyson
it's Mike
is
Tyson, man.
Iron Mike. Like this yeah. guy is crazy, right? Yeah, but will this be the fight that people think it will? I think a lot of people want to see Jake Paul get knocked out.
I think a lot of people want to see Jake Paul get his ass kicked.
But we also got to remember that Mike Tyson's 57, man. Like,
well, you know? The way that I see this is like,
yeah.
Also, I'll say this.
Yeah.
Like, Jake Paul is a athletic guy.
100%.
He's better than I thought he was going to be at boxing. Like, he's obviously taking it seriously.
Takes it seriously.
So I'm
yeah.
like, you know what? I respect. It seems to be like to be that he's putting in the work.
Yeah, yeah.
I got no hate for someone who like wants to be a part of like something like that.
Yeah.
Do I think he's like maybe a little bit over the top?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do I think he has the best reputation? No. But no. like, whatever. He's built himself into this like figure that now does boxing matches for some reason. I'm like, hey,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what?
Gets paid a bunch of money to do it.
Yeah. He found a way to get money off that. So I'm like, I can't hate the guy
yeah,
for getting
yeah.
money.
Yeah.
But like Mike Tyson, man. Like, I think the promos for these fights are, like, really funny, where he's, like, wearing the shirt, and he's like, sign the contract,
yeah,
big boy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're
going to see it a lot more, like, leading up to, because it's in July, right?
Yeah,
so you're
definitely.
You're going to see a lot more
of that. Am I going to watch it? Like,
100%.
Yeah. yeah. Like, I'm a sucker. Like, they got me,
yeah.
like, totally legit, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I've been watching some of these. Like, I need to understand what the rules are, because I'm like, when I first saw this, I'm like, this guy's going to get his ass beat, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Jake Paul's going to get crushed. Like, there's no way he could beat Mike Tyson in a fight.
Yeah.
And I've been watching these, like, training videos of Mike Tyson. I'm like,
killing it.
Dude. Like, I'd be scared
yeah.
to step in a ring with that guy. Like, if I had to fight for my life and my opponent was, like, a 57-year-old Mike Tyson, yeah. I'd just be like, just take me out.
Age.
Just make it fast. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's big, he's so fast, he's so strong.
Yeah,
it's like a perfect like combination of like like precision in boxing is like almost more important than like the power behind it.
Yeah.
But you can, I say this like I've ever boxed a day in my life. Yeah, but like, I mean, you would know, right? Yeah, yeah. Where it's like the precision and accuracy is almost sometimes more effective than, you know, just being strong.
Yeah.
But he's got both of those things. He's like perfect, he can like knock you out so fast and like you don't even really realize it.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling like this fight is going to be, if it's a fair fight and it's literally like 1-to-1,
yeah,
no bull crap, nothing like anything like that, like I don't see how Mike Tyson could possibly lose this one.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to, well, number one, like Mike Tyson, like precision, strength, all that is there. He's still 57 and like the cardio, I don't know if he's really going to be able to be the same as Jake Paul.
Right, but like, is Mike Tyson going to lose a fight against Jake Paul? Like, is he, like, can that happen? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't see that being a thing. That's like LeBron doing like a charity basketball event and losing to like the professor or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's not even like a legitimate, like the fact that we were having a conversation, who's going to win?
Yeah.
You know who's going to win.
You know who should win, but then also I don't put it past like the orchestration of this I don't know if Mike Tyson is the type of person to take like a payday and like take a loss on an exhibition match. You know, I don't know, because he's going to make like $50 million off of this probably.
Yeah.
I think it's probably going to be like a no knockout clause or something like that.
Yeah, something dumb.
They're not going to let a 57-year-old man get fucking knocked.
But he's not
he would never, but I just don't see that being a possibility in this fight.
Right.
You know? This is interesting because like it's Netflix's first time. They've done live events before, but they've never done like a live sports event.
Right.
I know Apple TV was getting into like a contract with the MLS. Like they're doing, you know, soccer as well as I think football.
Yep.
Netflix. Is it combat sports? Is it boxing? Are they going to get into other sports, being able to watch that live on your one Netflix membership so you don't have to get like a pay-per-view on top of that?
Yeah.
So I think for that reason, it's probably going to be the most viewed fight of all time, is my assumption. Right now, the most viewed is Pacquiao and Mayweather. What they did, like 4.9 million pay-per-view buys.
That was crazy.
And that's the number one.
Yeah. But that, no was like a, that was that like a legitimate don't. Boxing match, though.
It
like
was.
It was like two like legendary fighters.
Yeah.
Here is just my.
I'm not
my
saying the quality.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean, in terms of the view, because there's going to be so many passive viewers. Right?
Yeah.
I don't have to pay anything extra. I've already paid for my Netflix subscription. It could just be playing in the background versus like a pay per view buy. Like, that's like, I'm putting $80 towards this thing. I'm going to sit down and watch it, right? But I think from a number standpoint, probably it's going to pass 5 million views.
It's a good thing for Netflix to get into. Like, huge, Netflix is like, man, we need a dub right now.
Yeah.
And they came up on one quick.
Yeah. So this will be interesting, man. Like, obviously, I'm going to watch it. I don't think it's going to be the best display of boxing. I don't think it's going to really. Boxing gets kind of gimmicky with shit like this. I won't lie. Like,
yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of cartoony.
Why is a 30-year-old fighting like a 60-year-old and like. Yeah. One has had 40 fights and one has had like 8. I'm like, should that even happen? But it's popularity, it sells, all of that. We'll see, man. July 20th is kind of a ways away. Are you seeing the promotion, man, for this Ryan Garcia shit as well?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. That's crazy, bro. Dude.
It's a that whole guy's other.
Also, that guy's like not legit.
Yeah, yeah. Mental health issues. He's drinking like every day and posting it on live. Drinking during a boxing training camp is absolutely crazy. Like drinking alcohol. I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. That fight is April 20th. Still a ways away, but yeah, it does not look good. Something's going on there, you know?
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But let's move on. So I sent this in the group chat today, but Dell has announced remote workers won't be promoted. So employees have the choice. So after COVID, obviously, employees were all remote. They've slowly done their like return to office transition. They basically now have given their employees two options. They can have the choice of hybrid, which is 2 to 3 times per week, or they can stay remote. The quote in the article here is, if they want to keep working from home, staff can opt to go fully remote, but that option has a downside. Fully remote workers will not be considered for promotion or be able to change roles. Which, When I read that, I'm like, I think that's like already an underlining thought that a lot of companies and, you know, people managers will have, that they're probably going to give preference to folks that they can actually see and interact with in office. I think that's just a person-to-person connection. You're going to connect with someone better in person than you are if they're strictly remote. That might lead to, you know, recognizing them more for promotions and change of roles and treatment and all of that. But I've never seen a company actually say it, that like, we are treating you two differently.
Yeah, like I read this and my first question is why?
Yeah.
I don't understand the rationale. You're punishing people for doing the same job.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm a stronger employee.
Yeah, yeah.
And I live 2 hours away from Toronto because the housing market here is ridiculous.
Yeah, better move.
And I'm putting in all this work and I'm always available. I'm always working. I'm grinding. And there's someone in the office who is a subpar employee. You're telling me you're going to reward that person over me simply because of proximity? I think that's just like such like an absurd way to look at it.
Yeah.
Do I think that there's benefits of like a hybrid model? And do I think that there's benefits of like people going into an office and getting FaceTime with their colleagues and coworkers? Like, do I think that there's a benefit to that?
100%.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I think it's good for people to work in an office space and get that experience. But like, in today's day and age, like, that doesn't need to be a requirement for someone to do their job properly. And I think like, this is such like a crazy way to punish people,
punish
potential really solid people.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of like, oh no, you need to come into the office to do work. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. You That's need like, to be visible just because.
Yeah. That makes absolutely zero sense.
Yeah.
And it's like, if they want to keep working from home, they can go opt to go fully remote. Like, the choice to work remote is likely so much more than just, I just don't want to, you know, I want to do my own thing during the day and I want to not be productive. Like, is how that it reads to me.
Yeah.
You know? But again, like, if I'm a fantastic employee and I'm busting my ass off and I'm working really hard and I like put in the work and I'm showing that I'm putting in the work.
Yeah.
You're telling me that like some other idiot who's like barely doing the bare minimum is more eligible technically for a promotion than I am? Yeah. That's such like a stupid way to look. Like, I'm sorry, but like, that is like, I try and see both sides of things, and like, I get they're trying to incentivize people to come into an office. Like, that is like a really stupid way to like address this problem. Address that thought, I should say. It's not a problem.
I think they're trying to set up people for, I think they're trying to justify layoffs with this.
Yeah, for sure.
Who do you think out of these two groups are going to be laid off when those layoffs happen?
The ironic part behind this entire thing is like, Dell is a technology company.
Yeah.
Like, their entire thing has been like computers and communication systems.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That's just like this weird view that like all these like old school like CEOs are like, no, you need to do things my way and you need to do this. Like,
yeah.
Adapt the change and be a part of the wave, like, or like, you're gonna hold your company back from being solid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the thing that I was mentioning earlier of like, I think this is still an underlining thought for a lot of different companies, whether they say it or not. Well, none of them actually say it. This is the first time I'm seeing a company actually point blank say that we're treating these two groups differently. But I think, again, if people are starting their careers and they're staying remote when there is an option to go in the office, unfortunately, it's kind of the way it is because of these Gen X baby boomers kind of managers and, you know, their way of thinking. You're going to be penalized a bit for that. And they're not going to say it out loud, but, you know, they value the FaceTime that they can have with the employees that are in office, even if you're outperforming them from home.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think that's just the way it is for now, at least. And I hate it, but
like, that's it to me.
It's like,
for sure. I think that like, naturally, someone who have more FaceTime with
one-to-one people,
for certain people, like, definitely get the better end of the stick here.
Yeah.
But like, you have to look at things objectively. You have to look at performance.
Yeah.
And performance isn't FaceTime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think like promotions and raises and all the benefits that like an employee can get like are all like sometimes like so subjective. I'm like, I want to be promoted because of my performance and what I bring to the organization and like the potential that I could bring to a role higher than what I'm doing right now. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't that be great if that were true?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I want to be stripped of like the subjective like bull crap that like exists with, you know, trying to move up in a company. Like I don't want to, it's like, oh yeah, like this person did these five things better than me.
Politics. Is this now just another criteria they're adding for like discrimination in a way? Because like gender plays a role in who they're going to promote, you know, depending on who the manager is or their ideals. Race plays a role.
Of course.
You know, the way you look, like there's studies on like if someone's more attractive, they're going to be promoted before people that aren't. And now like where you live, if you're remote or if you're hybrid, this is now another way for us to like marginalize people in a way.
Yeah. Imagine that you're a parent and you have to stay at home because your child has special needs and you have to work from home because you need to tend to them and you need to make a paycheck and you're a dedicated employee and that your company's saying, we don't care about any of that.
Yeah.
We need you to be in the office a certain amount of days in the week. That is inhumane to me. That is embarrassing. That's a tough look.
You're going to get left behind. And then the second these layoffs come around, because we're seeing it across all these tech companies, y'all getting chopped.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Because you're not able to go into the office. It's crazy, man. We'll see. They mentioned this on earnings call in February, and I think they've already implemented it. But I haven't really been seeing too much like online backlash about it, but we'll see kind of how that bubbles up. And
I just think it limits your company. It limits your talent pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Candidly,
for a tech company too, right?
Yeah, it's ironic. That's super ironic.
Wild, man. Let's go on our last topic here. LinkedIn. Shout out to LinkedIn.
We're back with LinkedIn. Yeah, we're back with the LinkedIn.
You know, we haven't been at in a while is Burger King and Tim Hortons. Yeah, man. They've been off they've been silent. Honestly, they've been chilling.
They heard us and they were like, okay, we gotta move differently.
We'll chill
like,
for a bit.
Respect you guys.
LinkedIn is like, nah, we're going full force. We don't care. You know, so it's weird for me to even read this, but like, LinkedIn is gonna add gaming to its platform, like games, like arcade games that you can play online. So here's the quote in the article. Now, to boost the time people are spending on the platform, the company is breaking into a total new area, which is gaming. And there's no timeline for when this is going to be introduced, but some of the features that I've been hearing is like the games that you can play are going to include like a score for companies. So if I work for John Street and I'm playing a game, that might be like John Street's score on this particular game. And then that would compare to other agencies, like Cassette might have a higher score than John Street. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, they're actually acting like people want to spend more time on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
LinkedIn is to fucking go on, promote your shit, whatever it is, announce your new job, and get the fuck out. Yo, I'm not hanging on this fucking website. I'm sorry, I'm swearing a lot, but like, I'm not hanging on this website and playing games. Like, what are we...
Yeah.
For employed people too, like what are we?
Like yeah, like guys, what are we? What? Let's. Yeah.
My manager walks around. I'm in the office playing Flappy Jump on LinkedIn. Like what
guys,
are
we gotta get our LinkedIn gaming numbers up, okay? This company's out recruiting us by 10% this quarter.
It's gonna be attractive to prospective employees. Yeah. You know? What do you think?
I need to do my research.
Yeah. Sure.
I need to look into it.
Yeah, yeah.
But like. I don't know what to say. Like,
what if your director comes in? They're like, "Yo, we got to get our score up for MLSC. So everyone, we need you to play these games." You're like, "All right, I guess." So.
Like, what is this? What value does this add at all? Yeah. What value does this add? Is my first question.
Yeah,
and secondly, like, now to boost time that people are spending on the platform. It's like they're doing everything but getting people jobs. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, dude.
The people that have jobs are going to get them fired, you know, man. I mean? Like, what are we?
LinkedIn for me was like, you know, make a connection with someone who works at this organization, try and get to know them a little bit as a way in potentially to like boost yourself in the hiring process.
Yeah.
It's now turned into like, okay, guys, you know, like, we got some LinkedIn influencers posting, like, inspirational quotes and stuff all the time. We have CEOs giving, like, constant, like, bad takes on, like, things that are, like, pretty obvious. And I have, like, a bunch of DMs on LinkedIn about doing, like, an MBA program. I'm like, God damn it, guys. I haven't opened the first one. Like, stop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just find that, like, there's – again, we say this all the time.
Yeah.
LinkedIn, you're doing too much. You're doing way too much.
Way too much.
The best thing about LinkedIn, the best possible thing about LinkedIn, is that now you can use that as a way to apply for jobs.
Yeah. So, like, oh, my God. That's like, the best thing
if,
they've done.
If you go on, like, a random site, you can say, apply with LinkedIn. Easy, oh, my, apply. Great.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
and that's not even a LinkedIn thing. Yeah. that's the other.
It's the integration. You know? Yeah. The third party. I think I don't even want to get too deep into this assumption, but – it's number one is companies forgetting who they are, who they serve. There's a bit of an identity crisis going on here, especially like when LinkedIn was doing the stories. And yeah. I think it's like pressure for needing to grow constantly.
Yeah.
So LinkedIn has kind of hit their max in terms of
like functionality.
Functionality, you know, professional development. Everyone knows that's LinkedIn. That's their number one. It's very hard for them to kind of grow even more than that. So for them, it's like for their investors, it's like, hey, how do we increase engagement? How do we get people on this app longer so that we can compare to these other social apps like Instagram or, you know, even though they're in completely different
spaces. Yeah, it's like you can't.
It's like, how do we get people on this website for as long as possible, which is the goal of all these social media companies, whether they tell you it or not, right?
Like, keep pumping cringe content.
Gaming.
Keep making useless tools that are going to be gone in a month.
Yeah. How do we land on gaming?
Yeah, I don't know. That's
one thing. I feel like there's other things that, you know, you can do. Gaming?
Yeah. Like, if I'm going on LinkedIn, I should be trying to find a job.
Find a job. Now I'm going to spend gaming, money.
I'm doing the opposite.
I'm doing the opposite.
Yeah. Imagine, though, it's like, imagine you were 16 years old. Imagine you're 16. Your parents are like, you have to find a job. You're playing your PS5 and all your games way too much. And you go on LinkedIn and they have some games that you can play and you're like, parent, that actually would be a hilarious idea for like a commercial to promote it.
And then now LinkedIn follows you throughout your life. You know, when you get older, then you use it to find a job because you started playing games on it.
Yeah, you're 16. Just like, you know,
maybe that's the insight.
Maybe that's the insight. So, grow up with LinkedIn. You can game on LinkedIn, bro. Like, you don't need your PS5.
Yeah. You don't have to throw your PS5 away.
Yeah.
Grab LinkedIn.
It's like, hey, why are you? I told you couldn't play any games anymore. Yeah. But mom, I'm on LinkedIn now. Introducing LinkedIn Gaming.
Don't give them ideas, man. Don't give them ideas.
That's probably what's going to happen.
We'll see how this develops. I don't know when it's coming out. They're getting a lot of backlash already, so like, I wonder if they're going to scrap it. But we always got to be critical of LinkedIn. Just,
of course.
Man, just do what you guys do.
Stick to helping people get jobs.
Sometimes you have to stick to what you're doing, you know?
You don't need to innovation is just causes
society we live in, man. You got to grow constantly, right?
Yeah, but I guess.
We talk about it all, man. We talked about LinkedIn. We got back to that.
LinkedIn, St. Paddy's,
some boxing, some St. Paddy's, World Down Syndrome Day. We're all over, man.
Yeah, we're all over the case here, that's what we do on the Bad Bigs podcast.
Yes, sir.
That was season 6, episode 5. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned, obviously, for more great content. Weekly, bi-weekly, you choose when you want to listen to us, okay? You're the one in charge here. But as usual, have a good morning, afternoon, evening, good night, and stay tuned for more great content.